considerations with pets and animals. Although pets and companion animals can improve the LTC facility residents' quality of life, they can also transmit pathogens such as MRSA and C. difficile. An LTC facility's animal program policies and procedures must include measures and interventions that reduce risk of transmitting organisms. Animals should be clean, fully immunized, and well-mannered, with no signs or symptoms of infection. The volunteer department or reception will have the most frequent contact with visiting animals, and they should help maintain vaccine documentation. Each state and municipality may have different health requirements for animals, including the process for recording animal bites. If animals are used in activity programs within the LTC facility, pet therapy must be included in the annual ICRA and described in the LTC facility's IPC program. Successful LTC facility animal programs require thoughtful planning and an interdisciplinary approach, including contingency plans for when animals can no longer be included in a therapeutic program. Animals must be well-trained, preferably by professional trainers. When considering an animal program for the facility, it is important to understand the benefits and risks associated with different species of animals. Although species may differ, the basic principles of infection prevention are essentially the same. The goal of the program is to maximize the benefit and reduce the risks for staff, residents, and visitors. This should include, at a minimum, the following requirements. For bites, scratches, and other animal injuries, first aid should be performed, incident reports completed, and the appropriate individuals contacted. A follow-up investigation should help determine whether it is appropriate for the animal to remain in the LTC facility. For sick animals, veterinary information and the available emergency services should be verified. Additional practices may include controlling of the animal's dander and using proper PPE if the animal has an elimination accident in the facility, followed by disinfection with an approved product.